In 2011, Hank DeBruin ran his first Yukon Quest. He came in well behind the rest of the field, claiming the Red Lantern just after the finish banquet came to a close. But this year, he'd prefer not to finish last.
I don't want another Red Lantern. I got enough of them. But as long as you do your best and the dogs stay healthy, that's always our biggest criteria in any race is keeping the dogs healthy. Otherwise, there's no sense doing so.
The easygoing 51-year-old is from Haliburton, Ontario. He runs a team of Siberian Huskies. He had hoped for an 11-day run this year, but warm weather early in the race was hard on his thick-coated dogs.
The heat really took its toll on our team, so we had to slow them right down just to get them back. Now we're running really solid, running really good, so now we're able to gain a bit more. So
temperatures dropped to 40 below and colder between Pelly Crossing and Brayburn this week, so DeBruin was able to pick up the pace, leaving three teams behind him. Siberian Huskies are a challenging breed to race. DeBruin is one of three mushers that run the breed who signed up for this year's quest. One team was withdrawn and another scratched, so his will be the only group of Siberians to cross the finish line.
I think they're a little tougher dog to run. They're a very stubborn dog.
And do you think you have something in common with them, tough and stubborn?
Not really. Them fighting words.
DeBruin's wife Tanya laughs and nods her head. He really is tough and stubborn. He decided to run Siberian Huskies competitively after he toured the kennel of a well-known Iditarod musher in Alaska.
He basically said Siberians were useless dogs. I think maybe that's one of the things that really pushed us to keep running Siberians as well. One of those things that makes you say, yeah, I'll show you kind of thing. So obviously, we haven't showed him yet by winning, but we are doing it.
Hank DeBruin is soft-spoken and shy. He doesn't like interviews. He avoids cameras. The cold has cracked his dry hands. His face is weathered and wrinkled. His demeanor is a little gruff, but his blue eyes reveal a kindness you don't often find in people. He smiles often, and he has a simple reason for running a race like the Yukon Quest.
So you can live the moment. I think that's the only way to put it. That's what you do in these big races. You live the moment. You don't live yesterday. You don't live tomorrow. You live what's happening right at that moment. Maybe that's the attraction, I think.
And he says there are some moments that are far better than others.
No, yeah, there is. You know, you climb King Salman Dome and you're at the top and you're looking around at all the mountains around you. You watch your dogs running. You see them pull you through overflow, through rough trails. You see them do it. It all makes it worth it. All of those things make it worth it.
But there was one moment on the Yukon River this year that had him wondering if it really is worth it.
That's camp. That's when all the ice, the leaves are opening up everywhere, and I was sleeping in my sled bag, and I heard a roar sounding like a freight train, and so I threw all my stuff in the sled bag, pulled my dogs and my sled up the bank a bit, and turned around, and it was wide open water where the sled had been sitting 5 minutes earlier.
When he pulled into Dawson City, he told his wife he had stared the devil in the face that night. He gave some thought to ending his race, but decided against it.
Even once you've done your first mile, you've started a wee bit of that race, and to have to restart it over, you'd have to start over again. So once started, we're committed to it. We make finish line one way or the other.
DeBruin will likely return for another 1,000-mile race, but it might not be next year. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Whitehorse.